morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Robert Knott is going to be with us here shortly, speaking of the arts. First and foremost, I want to make a check-in with the control room, and the wonderful Cindy is with us, I think.
Hello, Mary Charlotte. Good
morning.
How are you?
Fine.
How's the hot chocolate concession over there this morning?
You know, hot chocolate is flowing like a river here at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
That sounds good. We've got the little teapot back here.
How are things going at the KSFR Fun Drive?
Things are fabulous. I have to thank Rosemarie Lopez for kicking us over and several anonymi. We made the challenge and then some. Thank you so much, you early morning listeners. You're brilliant, you're wide awake, and you care about news and information that's sourced and unfiltered. So we did it.
That is a wonderful thing. And we are going to be today on the Radio Cafe giving away some really superb stuff. So stay tuned. And the number at the fund drive is 428-1393. 428-1393 is the number. And Jennifer Esperanza is with us. She is a photographer, and she is here to, first of all, tell us about some amazing things that are going on this weekend, and also you have made an incredibly generous donation to KSFR.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Well, I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I learned so much, and it's fun. I'd like to offer a family photo shoot to your listeners. For a donation of $500, the shoot usually goes for $650. And it's a very extensive family photo shoot, couple of hours of shooting, lots and lots and lots of photographs in an album. It's really like a time capsule in a family's life.
Now, I have to say, you are an amazing photographer. You have a way of capturing both the beauty of life around us and the spirit of the people whom you photograph. It's really an extraordinary thing.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And I want to talk to you just about your becoming a photographer, but if you, ladies and gentlemen, would like to make a larger donation to KSFR of a family photo shoot, for $500, you can do a monthly bank draft payment, which you can ask the people about when you call 428-1393 in the area code 505. Or you can just write a check or credit card or whatever suits you. It's all safe and secure here on KSFR. Jennifer, there's also an event going on which you want to tell us about.
Yes, tonight. A huge fundraiser, an extravaganza.
We like extravaganza.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I hope people come in the
snow. I hope so, too. It's called Bollywood Club Invasion East Meets West Dance Party. It's at 8 o'clock till 2 in the morning at Inn of the Loretto. It's not very much money at the door. And there'll be all kinds of really fun things at this experience. There'll be henna tattooing. Vedic astrology readings and a photo booth by me. I'm going to be doing very inexpensive headshots for Facebook.
Facebook headshots.
Yeah.
That's now a profession.
Yes, it is. And all of this is a fundraiser for AMA's homeless charities. We feed the homeless at the AMA Center in a couple of different ways, and we give them clothing. And so everything will go to the homeless.
Jennifer Esperanza here with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. How did you become a photographer? You just had that gift since you were a little kid?
Yeah, my mom gave me a camera at about the age of 9. And she just said, you know, I love photos. I hate cameras. You take the photos. And so I became my own family's photographer from about the age of 9. I studied photography in college and just documented my own family life when I had my children, and I involve my children in my work a lot too, so they assist me, and they're really good photographers and great photographers in their own right.
So You have been listening to public radio for a while?
Oh, my whole, you know, ever since I could, well, probably since college, yeah. I discovered National Public Radio in college.
And tell us some of the things that you like about KSFR in particular.
I love KSFR because I love your show the most, and I love the BBC. I drive my kids to school in the morning, and I listen to you in the car. Lots of times I'll stay in the driveway and finish listening to the show, or I'll run in and get you on the computer.
I have to say, that is always the biggest compliment. I had a friend who once said, I couldn't brush my teeth today because that guest was so interesting.
Oh, amazing guests that you have. I've learned so much. And that's what I love about public radio. I love the dialogue. I love alternative information. There are so many amazing people, as we know, on this planet. And you get to talk to a lot of them. You really do.
It's true. But the Santa Fe Radio Cafe is something that I am delighted to bring to everybody. And as I've said before during this week and during the fundraising periods, there are a lot of people who have come up to me and said, I listen to your show every day. We would like those people now. We ask those people now to call and make a pledge to KSFR 428-1393 in the area code 505. 505-428-1393. And if you are out of area, you can call 866-907-5737. That's toll-free, 866-907-KSFR. And we have people living and listening all over not only New Mexico, but all over the place. We've got listeners in Massachusetts and California and Washington and Texas and Colorado. And I know some of them are waiting for the waiting to pledge for dogs versus cats, which is better, which is something we're going to be doing next week. But this is an amazing chance for you to get a family photo shoot from Jennifer Esperanza. It's a $650 value for a contribution of $500 to KSFR, 428-1393. That's something that is, I mean, it's one thing to have a friend or a family member who has a little digital camera take your picture. It's another thing. How do you make family members comfortable, and how do you make sure that everybody in your family looks good in a photograph?
That's a great question. Well, it's a process. One time a client had said that the photo shoot with me was more like a play date, you know, with the kids. Basically, it depends on the family also. I don't like to push people. I like to try to portray people as I see them, but in very diverse, some people are very formal, some people in families are very loose, so the shoot really reflects the family. Let's say there are four members in the family. I take pictures of everybody individually, and then every combination you can imagine, like everybody together, then just the mom with the kids, each kid individually, just the kids, and then I'll do macro photos of children's hands or eyes or baby's feet, so that you can really see the detail, because children grow so fast. And then I'll do really fun.
And 10 years later, a mother or father might say, that's just the way my kids' feet were at four.
Exactly. And baby's feet are so cute. And then we'll do play dress-up photos if a kid, you know, with their favorite book. I've done Lord of the Ring photos and fairy photos and teddy bear photos and all that kind of stuff. Whatever the kid's into. And then also a romantic portraits of the couple, if they like that. So some kissing photos and some really beautiful portraits of the parents, because of course they are individually grown-ups, you know, they're not just the mom and dad. So
right.
And also the dogs, you know, or cats, or maybe a little bit portrait of the house in a sense, and it's huge, like, as I said, like a time capsule. And sometimes people want to be photographed, say, at the Audubon, or a place that's, or near water, a place that's significant to the family. But usually it's at the people's homes.
And how did you start doing the work with homeless people and the spiritual work that you do?
Well, I've done work with people in need since I was a teenager. Actually, since I was a little kid, I used to work with deaf kids when I was in a program in school when I was in elementary school. I've worked with developmentally disabled people. I've worked with sexually abused girls. That was in my 20s. And I've worked with homeless. You know, this is all volunteer. Well, those jobs I was paid for, but now it's all volunteer. It's called SEVA, which is selfless service. And this is what my teacher...
SEVA is a word in some other language.
Right. It's a Hindu word, and it means selfless service. And my teacher, Amma, who's a spiritual teacher from India, teaches karma yoga, which is the yoga of action, the yoga of compassion, and just doing something. She teaches that it is our right and our responsibility to help those in need.
And she's the famous hug guru?
The hugging saint from India, Amma.
And she started hugging people at a certain point, and that is one of the ways that she spreads the love and good
yeah.
spirit, so to speak.
She's hugged over 28 million people in the world.
Good heavens.
It's incredible.
If you get hugged three times, does that count as one or three?
Well, I've always wondered about that. I'm not quite sure. I don't know how they figure it out. But there is a counter.
That's like three times the population of Cuba or something.
Isn't it?
I don't even know. Anyway, and she has a center here in Santa Fe, and she comes here from time to time?
Yes, we have an ashram here in Santa Fe, and she comes every year to Albuquerque. And basically, Amma teaches, and she gives of herself when she hugs people, her time, her love, her compassion. And it's very unusual for an Indian woman to touch people like this.
Is that right? Are there taboos?
Yes, it's very radical. It's very radical. I mean, Amma broke a lot of rules. She has temples in India where she instated women as the priestesses, which is like in ancient times. She's has orphanages in India. She has pension programs for widows. She raised all her devotees, and Amma raised over $26 million for Kerala after the tsunami. She gave $1 million after Katrina to New Orleans. She's basically just love in action, and that's what she teaches that we really all need to do.
And that's what you do with the center here.
Yes. It's
let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
After you got hugged, did it change your life?
You know, the first time, it changed my life slowly, and it wasn't just quick the first time. But before I met Amma, because I've had a lot of personal trauma in my life, a lot of physical and violent trauma in my life, I was a pretty angry person before I met Amma. And she really, knowing her and learning about her teachings and being hugged by her many times and all the wonderful things that go with becoming a devotee and surrendering to a life of love and service changed me, melted me.
We're talking to Jennifer Esperanza, the wonderful photographer, Santa Fe resident, devotee of Amma. Tell us once again about the Bollywood club invasion, which is happening tonight. It's a dance party. And also, tell us about the music.
Right. We have a lot of great DJs tonight. And
are they all playing that kind of... because there's this amazing Indian club music.
Right. That's what this is. It's going to be... Bollywood and world and house music, and there's going to be a VJ actually. Pepe is going to be mixing in some of my images from India and devotional images with the music. We're going to have astrologers and henna tattoos, and I'm going to do a Facebook photo booth. Really inexpensive, and everything goes to the homeless. It'll be really fun. It's just going to be a great opportunity to give and to dance.
And that's from 8 tonight. We hope that the roads are good until 2 in the morning. I love it when things go late.
Yeah.
At the Inn at Loretto on Old Santa Fe Trail. Very inexpensive. Lots of fun. Jennifer Esperanza, thank you so much for coming.
You.
And thank you for your generous gift to KSFR. And I hope that the phones are ringing off the hook because people are calling 428-1393. 428-1393, and that somebody, some lucky person, will get this wonderful gift of a photo shoot from Jennifer.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Lots of love and good luck with the fun drive.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break right now, and Robert Knott will be with us in just a moment. Stay tuned to KSFR. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott, Associate Editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, who's with us every Friday, interrupting me, singing, dancing, looking at pictures of naked ladies in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and the Pasatiempo. And speaking of the arts.
Good morning, you two. That's worth giving a pledge to KSFR to see. Mary Charlotte, one quick thing. We have many, many of our listeners who are calling in to find out more about the weather. Just to let everybody know, once again, the schools are closed, the Santa Fe schools and the community college. The city is on a two-hour delay, and I believe that's true for the state government as well.
Thank you. That is very important information. Hey, it's a snow day.
It's a snow day. I love it. And I can sing winter songs still, my last chance maybe. So, you know.
Your
like
last chance until whenever you want to do it the next time.
No, like I wouldn't do that. But remember, songs like Let It Snow, and It's a Marshmallow World, those aren't related to Christmas. Neither is Winter Wonderland. They're just about winter. And I make this point often to people who, incidentally, rarely seem to care. We should warn people without scaring them that the roads are icy still.
The roads are horrible.
Yeah, and even the parking lot here, with all due respect to Santa Fe Baking Company, is really slick and slippery. So.
Yeah, no, it's a very good thing that school was called off. I wouldn't be going to school today either.
Work should be called off. How come that never happens?
Because radio is more important than staying home.
It is.
Yes, and that's why we're asking people from the safety, security, and non-slipperiness of their own living room and kitchen to call 428-1393.
What a smooth pitch. Talk about slippery, girl.
What?
You just, you know, we're talking about the weather. You just slipped right into, from your non-slippery home. How do you know somebody didn't do like Mr. Clean on the floor and then it's slippery in you?
It's not as slippery as my street, I'll tell you that right now.
I believe you.
Whatever you cleaned your floor with, it's not as slippery as the street on which I live.
Hey, do you have like bare, I can't remember, do you have bare tiles in your house that the dogs like scamper across and slide into the cabinets?
No. I got wool to wool.
Okay, so there's none of those antics?
You just want to say the word antics.
No, it's funny when, without hurting themselves, I love it when dogs are like trying to catch you and you run around the house and the floors are bare and they slip and they, like, you get a head start of 5 seconds maybe. But eventually when they catch up to you, they're angrier. So then there's more grief and growling.
Grief and growling. But there will be no grief and growling if you make a pledge to KSFR. 428-1393 is the number.
This is exactly what I mean. I'm going to pay attention to this and make a list of how many times you managed to cut in with some sort of sponsor identification.
It's the fun drive.
I understand that, but it's, you know, all I have to do is say something like money and you'll pitch in with, and that's what we need, lots of.
Well,
hey, are we giving away lunches or not?
We are. We're giving away a lot of things today. Today is a very big thank you gift to the listeners day. And what are we giving away? We are giving away a family photo shoot by Jennifer Esperanza, who is an extraordinary person and an extraordinary photographer. And we are giving away three lunches with you, me, and whoever wants to lunch with us.
Oh boy, what do we have to do to get those?
They have to just call and make a contribution to KSFR.
What do I have to do?
You have to show up for lunch.
That's it? For me, it's a piece of
cake. Well, you have to be charming. And you know what? One of our friends who we lunched with last year wanted to do it again.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, so he better call quick because if he doesn't call, then three other lucky people will be able to have lunch with us.
Oh, that's pretty good. I didn't know that. So I have to be charming at the lunch too, huh?
I don't think you can help it, Robert.
Well, thank you very much. But you're not giving away nude photos of me, right? Just to get this clear.
Well, you know, I was looking at the portfolio of new photos of you that you were showing me
and trying to
tack onto the walls of the Santa Fe Baking Company last week before the cops came.
Let's go with the Armory for the Arts is presenting a co-production with Red Thread of Morning Time Train.
Yes, we had Gerald Fried on the air not long ago. That was great.
A musical comedy drama by Gerald Fried. Opens tonight with a gala presentation, runs for 2 weekends at the Armory for the Arts. Tonight's opening night performance is a fundraiser for New Mexico Community AIDS Partnership. Tickets are a little higher than usual, but it's a gala opening night. All other performances are not as pricey, but we don't mention prices here unless it's pay what you wish. Call 984-1370 for information.
So we have here's some more things that people can call in about and that also relate to events that are happening in town. We have five pairs of tickets. What are you grumbling about?
Five pairs of tickets for what?
For Sweet Charity, which is a play at the Greer Garson Theater, which is happening at the end of April and beginning of May, April 24th and 26th. And they will be available to you if you make a contribution to KSFR. And it's, I think, the last play at the Greer Garson Theater.
Looks like it's going to be the last play after 44 years of the Greer Garson Theater.
That presented in the College of Santa Fe in its current incarnation. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, who knows what kind of incarnation is going to happen next.
We do not know what kind of incarnation is going to happen next, although there was a press conference with Governor Richardson in which he talked about the will to keep the college a college. So, you know, there's still some hope. But the Greer Garson Theater, this musical, I mean, this event, well, it's a musical, Sweet Charity, is directed by Campbell Martin, and it's April 24th through May 3rd. Last production of the College of Santa Fe Performing Arts students. And a talented, hardworking cast of 28 will sing and dance their hearts out in a big Broadway production of this charming musical, which features such well-known numbers as Hey Big Spender and If My Friends Could See Me Now.
That's right. There's a great movie about 40 years ago that Bob Fosse directed with Shirley MacLaine in it, too. But go see the play.
Yeah, Sweet Charity. Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'll definitely go. Come on, I think I started covering the College of Santa Fe Theater in 93, so.
Wow.
For me, I'm definitely going to go see it. I missed their last show. Santa Fe Symphony is doing Music of Spain and Mexico, which is a prelude to Santa Fe's 400th anniversary, which is coming up sometime in the next 18 months. Nobody seems to know when. So there's going to be a lot of these preludes. But anyway, it's a concert. Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Lenzic. Got to pay to get in. If you go at 2:45, there'll be a dramatic reading ahead of time. I'm not sure what they're reading. Maybe the incarnation of the original Declaration of
Whatever.
Santa Fe. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff, 17th century canciones hispanas and music by Liszt and Poney and other people whose names I not only cannot pronounce but don't even know what the heck they mean. But nonetheless, go and see it. It's going to be Sunday, 4 o'clock, and it'll be fun.
And another thing that we are giving away, and this is something in the future, Laurie Anderson, the great performance artist, is going to be in Santa Fe in June, sponsored by the Santa Fe Art Institute. And they have generously donated a pair of tickets to the Laurie Anderson performance at the Lenzic on Monday, June 8th. And they've also donated a pair of tickets for the lecture and question and answer session, which is on June 9th, also at the Lenzic in the morning at 11 a.m. The performance is in the evening on June 8th, so Monday and Tuesday. And so there's only one of each. You can get a pair of tickets to the Laurie Anderson, and you can get a pair of tickets to the Laurie Anderson concert and to the lecture and Q&A, both at the Lenzic, June 8th and 9th. Santa Fe Art Institute, that's their big fundraiser, one of their big fundraisers for the year. So it's a nice way to help us and start to get the word out about Laurie Anderson, who's amazing. Have you ever seen her perform?
Yes, and I was just thinking, I believe, I should be careful what I say, but I believe next Friday, not today, that we have an interview with Diane Karpa of the Santa Fe Art Institute, a Q&A in the Paso Tiempo.
Oh, great.
And now, did you know that in 1792, you like to come on the show and throw out a lot of facts and stuff and prove that you're erudite? That in 1792, George Vancouver, an explorer with the Royal Navy, presented a couple of bulls and a few heifers to King Kamehameha, I'm not making this up, on Hawaii. That's 1790. 40 years later, the cows were overrunning the island. So they had to call on some Spanish vaqueros, cowboys, to come give them some lessons on how to manage the cows. And the cowboys left their guitars behind. How does this tie in with you and me? I haven't got a clue. But Hawaiian slack guitars is what they called these things, and the Hawaiian people picked them up and started learning to play them. And we're not talking about that song Ukulele Lady, which is one of my favorites. You remember that one? I'll sing it later.
No.
If you see ukulele.
Later.
So,
yeah. I like your definition of later. I'll sing it later. That means now.
Anyway, so Hawaiian Treasures, tonight at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. You got to pay to get in. And then Thursday down in Albuquerque at the South Broadway Cultural Center is going to be with specialist musicians George Kahumoku Jr., Dennis Kamakahi, and Richard Ho'opi. And as always, I apologize if I mispronounce names. And it's going to be the Hawaiian slack guitar. And there's a story by Paul Lineman in today's Classic Tampa.
I love that kind of that guitar right. sound. It's so sweet
like
and mellow.
You can let a lady, you can let a lady like you. That's it. That's the song I was thinking of. I like you can let a lady like me too.
So tomorrow,
Saturday.
Can I read another one?
Yeah, go ahead. You can do it. What time is it?
It is 8:32.
Oh boy.
And the number is 428-1393. Should you not have noticed, the this is the week of the KSFR Fun Drive, and it's a little more than a week because you haven't all called yet. If you would all call right now, the Fun Drive would be over.
I got a brilliant idea just now. I should have talked about this with you and the KSFR people.
What?
We next year we can do this. We get people to pay for a fun drive with you and me, and we take a drive.
A fun drive.
We drive up through Dixon and Penasco and all those places.
Now, that's worth some money.
That is.
Robert, so not singing drive. For hours and hours.
Or not singing if you pay more.
I'll drive quietly and you sing.
Okay.
That'd and the other
good.
People
so
will tell us.
Next year we should do the fun drive.
We'll do a fun drive.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Okay.
So, a Japanese drumming ensemble and a prison outreach group are collaborating on a presentation to show how community can come together to support each other. Smokin' Bachi, Taiko, and Hope House are offering a night of music and spoken word at the Santa Fe Complex tomorrow, March 28th, at 7 o'clock. There's a suggested donation, and they are both wonderful. It's a Smokin'. Have you seen Smokin' Bachi Taiko drums?
Yeah, what about them?
They're great.
Yeah, that's not bad. I put them on the oven sometimes. I smoke them for a little more.
No. It's a drum ensemble. And then Hope House is a service organization that does all sorts of work, whether it be helping people in prison or helping dogs that don't have a home or helping young people who are a little bit on the skids or whatever, run by Jane Davis. And Jane Davis has recently been honored. She is the, let me get this right, I think she's the volunteer of the volunteer of the year at the New Mexico Corrections Department. That's a very big deal. She just received that honor. And she's also been working tirelessly for the repeal of the death penalty, which happened this year thanks to a 10-year effort on the part of many activists and many people working for the repeal of the death penalty, including Jane Davis and many others, and people within government and Governor Richardson, who, after, I guess, a great deal of thought, signed that repeal bill. Anyway, so all of this is happening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe Complex, which is at 632 Agua Fria Streets. And here's the main part. Refreshments will be provided.
Now, what was the award she got for corrections?
New Mexico, the Volunteer of the Year.
For corrections?
In the Corrections Department.
That should be you, Gav. The way you correct me every week, that should somebody ought to give you that award.
You were just waiting to pounce on that.
Society of Composers National Conference and the College of Santa Fe present the 13th Annual Santa Fe International Festival of Electroacoustic Music. Starts Thursday next week, runs through Saturday next week at various locales, including the College of Santa Fe, St. Francis Auditorium, Santa Fe Complex, and Warehouse 21. Some no-charge tickets for CSF and Warehouse 21 people. Other concerts may cost a few bucks more. You can get a four-day pass for a specific price. Call 473-6196. See Craig Smith's story in today's Pasta Tiempo. And alas, that could also be the last such conference there at the College of Santa Fe. The cover story for Pasta Tiempo, Dan Savage.
I love Dan Savage.
Yeah, everybody loves Dan Savage.
I tried to get him on the show, but they didn't return my calls, and I didn't push it. But he's an amazing columnist.
And Craig Smith did a really terrific Q&A with him. It's our cover story in Pasta Tiempo. He is speaking tomorrow night as part of the Human Rights Alliance, Santa Fe Human Rights Alliance gala fundraiser, which will include, for the price they're asking, dinner and dancing and other antics.
Other ... can't think of a word, insert antics.
Correct. It's going to be at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center on Marcy Street, but the tickets you get from the Lenzic, and you know that phone number, 988-1234. Again, see today's Pasta Tiempo, page 32, for Craig Smith's cover story, Q&A with Dan Savage.
We have, at the control room, some thank yous. I guess the phones have been ringing.
Oh, good.
They certainly have. We have Betty Ann Granito, who wants to thank you, especially Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
and Nirver Khalsa, who...
That's the person who got the lunch last year.
He's going to have lunch with you and Robert again.
Yay! Thank you, Nirver.
And Barbara Malden, who loves your show and jazz with Ricardo and Helga.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you all for calling, and all the rest of you who haven't called yet. Ladies and gentlemen, this fun drive, we do it twice a year. It would absolutely be over if everybody listening right now called and made a donation of whatever was within their means, whether that be $10 or $1,000.
So even if people are really tight with money because we're all afraid, if they give $5, it's not too little.
No, it's not. I mean, it really isn't.
Because a lot of $5 adds up.
Exactly. And if you can do it on a monthly basis, we have a new system where you can do a monthly bank draft, as they call it, whatever. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's a bank thing, and you credit us just a small amount, whatever, $10, $15, $20 a month. And that is a wonderful way of... I do this with several organizations.
Even a dollar a week, honestly, $4 a month.
Well, I think there's a minimum for administrative reasons. I think the minimum is 10, but so $2.50 a week. That's $10 a month, and or more, whatever's within your means. But if every single person who is listening right at this moment and who loves Robert Knott singing, or who's slightly irritated by Robert Knott, which a minority of people are, but they still like the show anyway, were to call right now, 428-1393.
I'm a lightning rod for change.
And make a contribution. Then this fund drive would be over at 9 o'clock. So I know it's slow going for some people. It's hard to get up in the morning. You're thinking about the snow. You're thinking about your coffee. You're thinking, oh, I've never given before. Just do it. It's fun. It's easy. We need it in order to stay on the air. You need it in order for us to stay on the air. So, as they say, just do it.
Wow, that's a pretty good pitch. You're getting better. In the beginning, it was sort of obvious when you're slipping in with these little things, but that was a pretty good pitch.
428-1393. The phones are ringing. Keep those phones ringing. Hey, there's something else I want to tell people about. Dance Groove, World Dance Music, tomorrow night at the Lodge at 750 North St. Francis Drive from 9 o'clock on. And DJ P.A. Trix, which I think is Patrick, who's a tremendous DJ. It's 21 and over, dance music from the best clubs around the planet. So it's really a global club beat.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Shen Wei Dance Arts comes to the Lenzik Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. 988-1234. See Jill Batson's story in today's Pasta Tempo. Movies opening this weekend include the documentary Fuel at CCA Cinematheque, the comedy drama The Great Buck Howard at the Screen, reviewed by Jonathan Richards, the documentary Guest of Cindy Sherman, reviewed by Douglas Fairfield, and the ghostly movie The Haunting in Connecticut with spooks and ectoplasm and Monsters vs. Aliens, which is supposedly the first 3D movie to finally open in Santa Fe at the Regal 14, which reportedly has their first 3D cinema. So if you want to see 3D, it opens today. And also interesting, but not totally successful in my view, was Sunshine Cleaning, an okay comedy set to Vargas. Amy Adams and Emily Blunt as sisters who start a cleaning business mopping up after violent crime scenes. But some really nice work by a couple of Santa Fe actors. Lois Gary and Chris Dempsey both have really nice cameo appearances. They do a great job in that, so it's nice to see them. But it's an okay picture. So that's some of the movies playing. What have you seen lately?
Movie-wise, you know what's funny? I was watching TV the other day, and the 1966 movie Alfie with Michael Caine.
What's it all about,
Alfie? And but there's no music in the whole movie until the very end when they do that song.
That's right.
But it's a good movie.
I know, he was great in that.
He was very, very good.
Part, actually. Yeah, Shelley Winters also.
Shelley Winters was in it. A couple of other people I didn't know about. It has that real mid-60s feel to it. And it's such a strange transitional time around the world, 1966. But anyway, what have I seen lately? I haven't been to the theater, but I've saw Alfie.
Good.
Hey, one more thing.
Yep.
One of many more things.
I bet.
Small Dog Rescue will be in front of Teca 2 in San Busco this Saturday from noon until 3. They have lots of new dogs, all very friendly. All their shots are up to date, and they're ready to meet you.
I'm just pretending to be the dogs that are talking behind you.
I've got that.
But you glared at me.
No, I didn't.
It's like radio theater. You like I. It's like if you had a script, it would say, "Robert improvises dogs."
Yeah, concert with Wah, W-A-H exclamation point Wah, with tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's a combination of reggae, Hindu chanting, and pop. It's kind of spiritual world music, and it's at Body of Santa Fe. At on 333 Cordova Road, 986-0362, or bodyofsantafe.com for more information.
You know, whenever we're doing the fun drive, you get really serious, which is cool. But I like that gal that's from the swinging 60s. When you come on the rest of the year, you're like you could put that Burke Bacharach music behind you, like da-dee-da-da-da-da, and your hair blowing in the wind. But today you're very focused on getting money, so I think that's a good thing. I'll give you a couple more leads. What time is it?
It is 8:43, and the number is 428-1393. What's wrong with that? I'm giving the phone number.
To call, right?
I'm asking people to donate to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe and to KSFR and to call. How are they supposed to know where to call if I don't give them the phone number, Robert? Ever think of that? 428-1393.
The Language of Birds is a Santa Fe New Music youth opera put together by John Kennedy's Santa Fe New Music.
Yes.
7 o'clock tonight at the Lenzic. Also over the weekend at the Lenzic. Maybe it's just tonight. Maybe I'm wrong. Arms and the Man still playing at the Playhouse. George Bernard Shaw. The Secret of Joy is a Wise Fool New Mexico family puppet show. Tonight at 6:30. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock. A Saturday matinee. That's a good thing to take the kids to. But still
no bad words will be spoken. They will only be mimed.
No bad words were spoken. Just mimed as a token. Anyway, it's at the Wise Fool Studio on Agua Fria Street. Not too expensive to get in. Here's a phone number. 992-2588. And yes, the Language of Birds is also tomorrow night at the Lens at 7 o'clock. I was initially right, even though later on I thought I was wrong.
So tomorrow, Saturday the 28th of March, Hispanic Historical Forum in Española, New Mexico, from 12:45 until 4:30 in the afternoon at the Convento Mission Museum on First Street by the Veterans Memorial. There will be special presentations, question and answers, book signing, and it's all about the history and culture and important news about the land grants. For more information, you can call... Where did I do? Here, there it is. For more information, you can call 505-294-4157. 294-4157.
Here's an amazing lecture. Through the Lens, Creating Santa Fe lecture called Grasslands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Michael Berman will be speaking. He's a Guggenheim Photo Fellow. 6 o'clock Tuesday at the New Mexico Film Museum on Montezuma Street. Call 476-5026. No charge. I didn't know that deserts had grasslands and that there was a Chihuahuan Desert. Do you think that's where the name Chihuahua came from?
Chihuahua is the part of northern New Mexico, that borders on New Mexico.
So there's a desert there.
There is indeed.
So little dogs came out of the... They were
there's
probably
a desert
like,
here, too. It's the same desert. It's kind of an extension.
You're making me
it's
feel
lower.
Like there's an intellectual desert on one side of this table. So little Chihuahuas were probably like prairie dogs that came out of that desert.
Prairie dogs are rodents. They're not dogs.
But maybe they evolved.
Chihuahuas, like all dogs, are descended from wolves.
You've got to read some Darwin. It's not inconceivable. In the old days, you and I were just salamanders.
Dude, all dogs, all domestic dogs, evolved from wolves.
Okay,
it's been proven. We had Thomas Leitner on this show from Los Alamos National Laboratories who participated in a dog genome project. I rest my case.
Well, that's fine.
Go see the podcast.
That's fine, but what I'm suggesting then is that perhaps the wolves in the desert were what evolved into Chihuahuas. Why they got smaller is beyond me. Probably because they couldn't get anything to drink or eat out there.
I think they were bred. I don't think they just evolved
that way.
Why would
they eat bread out in the desert? How could they even get
any bread?
It's not
that they were eating bread. It's that they were B-R-E-D, bred, as in breeding. So all small dogs, all small domestic dogs, were bred, most of them in the 19th century. And that's all the dogs we know, all the little dachshunds and cute little terriers and so on, are not ancient breeds. 400 years ago, we didn't even have them. Now, some were. It may be the Chihuahuas were pets of the indigenous people of northern Mexico.
Okay,
But I don't know.
That ties in with my theory.
Your theory, which is just based on nothing.
I came up with an idea that got you thinking, and we had an interesting dialogue. That was pretty good, I thought. Chihuahuas. Let me see. What else can I tell you about?
Hey, David Wojon is a poet who will be the final writer in print series.
5:30 Tuesday.
5:30 on Tuesday. And guess what? On Tuesday morning, he's going to be here on the show.
What time?
8. Same time as always.
But the show starts 8:07. Like
8:07. Oh, I'm so sorry.
But
I didn't mean 8.
Didn't come on,
I meant
8:07. Maybe somebody was coming in later.
Nope, he's going to be on with us the whole hour.
I see. That's a great.
And if
privilege.
We're still fun driving, he's going to drive with us. And if we are no longer fun driving, then he is going to talk with us and not fun drive.
Sometimes famous people who are celebrities and also talented artists have children. Willie Nelson's,
no.
Willie Nelson's son, Lucas Nelson, opens for the Zac Brown Band Wednesday night, 7:30 at the Lenzic, 988-1234. Yes. And another good...
988-1234 is the Lenzic. And 428-1393 is the KSFR pledge drive number.
Who would have guessed?
It is.
How's the pledges going?
Well, let's go check in the control room. Maybe we have some more thank yous.
We do indeed. First of all, though, we want to apologize to Diane Granito. It's Diane Granito, not Betty Ann.
That's what I thought.
Right.
I thought, is there another Granito? Diane Granito has been on the show several times over the years and is the director of the... she's a founder of the whole Heart Gallery project and an amazing servant to foster kids in New Mexico.
Right.
And her idea has spread across the country. She's amazing. And she donated. Thank you.
Great. And we also want to thank the Elephant Underground and Abigail Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And Rosemarie Lopez.
Thank you.
And the last on this list, and of course the cliche but not least, Jack Lehman.
Thank you so much to all of you.
And there's one lunch left with you and Robert for a $100 pledge. You can have this gift of dining with these two incredibly...
obnoxious, I think is the word you're searching for.
Okay, bye.
I wasn't going to say a word.
Okay. You weren't going to say a word?
No, I was just letting you two chat. One lunch left.
428-1393. Pick up a lunch, and we've got a couple of good, wonderful restaurants who are participating with us to make these lunches possible, including the Treehouse. Have you been to the new Treehouse?
No, but we discussed this last year, and you got mad at me.
I got mad at you?
Yeah, because we were talking about Tarzan and Jane and how they lived in the Treehouse, and you kept saying it wasn't the same place. But the Treehouse in the old MGM movies was like built like, you know, by the set constructors, and it looked gorgeous. And Cheetah used to do antics. Yes, antics. He would, like, get them bananas and stuff on a clothesline, and they went swimming without any clothes on. But, no, the Treehouse, the new one I haven't been to. Tell me about it.
The Treehouse is the same restaurant that used to be on the grounds of the Plants of the Southwest, but now they have a new address, which is 1600 Lena Street, Suite A2 in Santa Fe. That's right near where Cloudcliff was, right near the railroad tracks on 2nd Street, a little bit towards Cerrillos Road from the railroad tracks. And one of the things about them, they do a cool thing, which is it's a vegetarian restaurant where you feel like you've really eaten after you've left without having eaten meat.
Yeah, you didn't just get some lettuce.
You didn't just get lettuce leaves and you're still starving.
That's right.
And so that's a wonderful thing. But what they do is they use virtually all locally produced food. That is their commitment, is to, and in the summer, they manage to do 98% locally grown food, which is amazing because a lot of our food comes from very far away, and they have made that commitment, and it's also really good food.
So good, we're going there.
One of our lucky winners, and the other two, I can't remember where they are, so we'll work that out.
Maybe someplace with beer.
Maybe.
Okay, that's good.
Beer is something, do you like beer?
I love beer.
Oh. Well, then, whoever likes beer, give a call to 428-1393, and they can have lunch with me and Robert, and the two of you all will drink beer.
I
will have a ginger ale.
Tonight's the Delgado Street 4th Friday Art Walk, because it's the 4th Friday of the month. Delgado Street between Canyon Road and Alameda. There's several galleries in there, I believe 5, including Pippin Makel at 236 Delgado, having a spring show, which is terrific given the weather. Reception 5 to 7. So head on up there. If you want to know more, check out discoverdelgado.com. Or if you like, go over to Santa Fe Complex at 632 Agrofria Street for Manipulated Image, a group show of experimental videos, artist presentation. That's a little later on, 7:30 to 9:30. Request a donation, pretty inexpensive, just today. So you could hit Delgado Street from 5 to 7, 7:30, and then head over to Santa Fe Complex.
next week on April 2nd, Thursday, April 2nd, at Salon Margraf up in Tusuki, they're having a critique supper. You can bring your artwork to analyze, describe, interpret, discuss, and eat. And there is a charge because the dinner, you have to RSVP, is at 7 o'clock. There's a dinner with eggplant parmesan, arugula salad, homemade focaccia, and Colorado carrot cake with cream cheese frosting.
So wait a minute, real quick again, when and where is that?
Thursday, April 2nd at Salon Margraf. And the number over there is 955-0471.
So you can just bring your art if you're an amateur artist?
Yeah.
And then, that'd be scary, wouldn't it?
I think getting your work critiqued by other artists is something that people get used to. If they've been to art school, that happens in review boards all the time. And people look for that from each other if they respect each other, because sometimes it's hard to tell them not to do that. There's a little girl who's destroying our bulletin board, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Radio Cafe. Anyway, you learn to get your work critiqued, and you learn to give good critique without destroying the ego of the person whose work you're critiquing.
But what if you and I walked into a room of experienced radio announcers, and they said, now we're going to critique your work?
Well, there'd be nothing to say, because we're perfect.
I'm sure many artists think that, too.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, that's what's happening at Salon Margraf.
Okay, pretty good. How much time do we have left?
We have, oh my goodness, we only have about 7 minutes.
Okay.
428-1393 is the pledge drive number, or if you're calling from out of area, 866-907-5737, 907-KSFR. And so many good things for people to walk home with today, including the tickets to the Laurie Anderson concert in June, the tickets to Sweet Charity at the Greer Garson, the tickets to the Laurie Anderson lecture in June, and the Jennifer Esperanza photo shoot, which is an amazing gift that we are very grateful for, and lunch with you and me. What more could you want to make your life complete?
Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
There you go. Hey, here's another one. Performers needed for the Open Hands Adult Day Center. And they're seeking a variety of entertainers or lecturers to volunteer for its adult day service program. Musical groups, speakers on topics to the Hispanic heritage in New Mexico, other types of performances are all welcome to participate. It's at 2976 Rodeo Park Drive East in Santa Fe. It's a safe environment for elderly and disabled community members. If you would like more information, you can call 428-2337. 428-2337.
Nice. Some music tonight in town. Vanilla Pop, one of my favorite extreme Vegas lounge music groups, 9:30 at the Tin Star. Small cover charge. El Farol has Sabor doing Cuban music at 9:30. Not too high of a cover charge. The Cowboy Barbecue has Tramps and Thieves, but no gypsies. Rock and Country, 9 o'clock. Not too big cover charge. Jerry Carthy's doing Irish music, 6 to 9, at no cover at Café Dominique on Guadalupe Street. And finally, Charles Tishner on piano tonight, 7 o'clock at Vanessa. No cover.
And speaking of music, next week, the Bus Tapes is doing a show at 2nd Street. That's a band. I met Heather Tanner, who's a singer-guitarist for Bus Tapes, and I think Case Tanner's in that too, and lots of good people. And 2nd Street on Wednesday, the 1st of April. Hey, that's April Fool's Day.
Oh, I love that day. That's my favorite holiday.
It's not a holiday.
Well, it is when you start playing tricks on people.
Ah.
Remember when we were kids and we would do that stupid stuff like give people pepper bubblegum, and then I had a joy buzzer, which always scared people. And then another good thing was that carnation that squirted water. Those things were brilliant. Where are they now?
Maybe they've been retired to their ancestors permanently for good reason.
Why would you ancestors? What do you mean retire? How can you retire a carnation that squirts water? Who's the ancestor? Pinky Lee? I'm telling you, this stuff was great when back in the 60s, back in the swinging 60s when I was too young to enjoy the Michael Caine life. What's it all about, Alfie? Man.
Michael Caine was a very unsympathetic character in that movie.
He was, but he was still, to women, I think, pretty hot.
Yeah, but he was a heartbreaker. That's what he was. He was a heartbreaker.
I've had my heart broken by women. It happens two ways, and they're not always Michael Caine or Shelley Winters. La Casa Senha has the best of Broadway and jazz. 5:30 and 8 o'clock on Saturday. No cover. The Bullring tomorrow night. Robert Sequoia doing Spanish and classical. 6 o'clock. No cover. Second Street Brewery. Swing Central at 5:30. No cover. No dance floor either, really. And
you can kind of fake it, though. Lots of people jump around over there.
That's true. And Faith Page is at Tortilla Flats tomorrow night, 6 to 9, keyboard and vocals. No cover. What else do you want to know? You want to know what's happening at the Children's Museum? You got some kids, you don't know what to do? Bring them over there today at 9 o'clock to make sparkle art. At 2:30, you make art from recycled items. Get rid of some of those old beer cans. Let the kids play with them. They're empty, of course. Saturday, 1 to 4, make clay pots. Sunday, 2 to 4, paint with solar-powered centrifugal force.
How the heck
do you do that? How little three-year-old's going to do that? It's beyond me. I couldn't figure it out.
I bet they'll walk you through it. Hey, Michael Combs is going to be playing on Sunday, March 29th from 6 to 9 in the evening at Upper Crust Pizza. Fiddle, accordion, guitar, banjo, old-time Mexicano, Quebecois, honky-tonk, y blues. No cover.
He's a great character. Yeah, Michael Combs.
Yep.
You don't have to part with your money to go see him. No cover. Well, it's been fun. Happy snow day.
Happy snow day, it's Robert Knott. Happy KSFR Fun Drive. Happy 4281393. Happy, if you haven't donated yet, do it now.
Give, even if it hurts?
No, give precisely the way it doesn't hurt. Give, make yourself feel good. Give and get. One of the things we haven't mentioned is the many KSFR items that you can get. Most notable among them, in my view, the KSFR steel travel mug, which is really beautiful and which you can then use instead of getting paper cups and kind of throw away plastic to-go lids and all that stuff. You have the KFR travel
paper
mug.
Cups.
I know, but they pollute the environment.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR
Hello.
Streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me at the email radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org where you can hear the show whenever you want thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. And thanks to all the volunteers in the KSFR Fun Drive, the wonderful people who are staffing the phone lines, and the wonderful people who are staffing KSFR. We have an incredible crew of people over there. It's a great station. If you want it to continue, give a call to 428-1393. You're a KSFR listener, Robert, aren't you?
I certainly am. And not only that, but sometimes I tune in. So
will
next
we
week,
see
we
you next
the same
week?
Thing? Am I coming on early?
We'll talk about that. But you will be here. Speaking of the arts, Robert Knott
that
is the
nebulous.
Associate editor of the Positiempo Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here every Friday speaking of the arts. And we love him just the way he is.
That's good because I intend to stay this way even if I change.
Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, we are the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. The number is 428-1393 or from out of area 1-866-907-5737 or 505-428-1393. Please call now. Please support this show. Please support this station. Please support your own commitment to public radio. Hasta la vista.
And adios.
Ciao. Ooh.